fuck like you call Giannis name. You don't like it? Well, fuck it, you don't have to listen. I'm speaking facts, when I talk, I know it's something different. I'm in the first state, crumbing like I'm first place. I talk that terrible shit, but you got worse takes. I got no anger for haters, that shit don't even matter. Cause when I finish the show, I'll grab some wine after. So let me get on this mic and make your brain freeze. I'ma do it my way, so all the lames leave. It's just me, you know I'm careful of fakes. So sit back and listen while I spit my terrible takes. Yo!
Oh shit, here we go. First one in the car. You know, I say some shit, and then I hope to do some shit, and then I try some shit, and here we go. From undesirable to undeniable to underwhelming. I tell you what. Look, if you go back and check O'Shea Jackson Jr.'s tweets, he kind of said it best, and, you know, I'll agree with him to a point, right? He said, you know, he doesn't know what he's going to do with his heel persona on Twitter anymore. It was fun time with Roman as champ, and couldn't have picked a better champ than Cody, blah, blah, blah. But basically saying that his champ's done, your champ is here now. And if that's the case, then good, guys. I'm glad you guys get to experience something that I've been able to experience over the last 4 years. Cool. Your guy won. Congratulations. Other than that, though, like, I have no desire to root for this guy. And the last match of WrestleMania was played out pretty well. To the point, honestly, that I wish Cody and Seth won night one. And that win would give us just the straight up match, because for the first 20-25 minutes of the main event, we had a really solid wrestling match that allowed, you know, normal wrestling psychology. And for the sake of the interference wasn't too bad. Now the solo with the spike and the spear, that's the point where you gotta just fucking, I mean, Cody's Superman now, bro. Like, he just is. He's just Superman. He took the spike in the spear and kicked out. So I'm cool with that if at the end it's just a wrestling match. Now, there was a ton of Easter eggs in the final match. You know, I figured if Jimmy came out, Jay would come out. If Solo came out, Cena would come out, because Solo's the last one to wrestle Cena. And then I thought when The Rock came out, Austin would come out. And I'm glad he didn't, because I didn't go. That's the only reason why I'm glad Austin didn't come out, because I didn't go. And there's no bigger surprise in WWE wrestling than that gong hitting out of nowhere. So shouts to The Undertaker for coming back and doing it. But to the Cody of it all, you know, I really felt like they would have taken Roman down a bigger step in order to show that him and Cody are on the same level, and that when they do wrestle again, it would be a clean victory. But I'm telling you, man, I'm just watching the match and I go, okay, this is cool, like, doing good stuff. But I had zero reaction when Cody won. Like, not even a I've been lying to myself choke up. None of that. Like, I just didn't see it the entire match, man. Like, he just doesn't do it for me. He's not a good wrestler. Straight up. His disaster kick and Cody Cutter. Like, there was people in the crowd chanting Cody Cutter when he went to do the disaster kick. And having confusion over the move because you set it up the same way. I don't know, man. Like, it's just, and they're funky. It takes a lot of cooperation on the other side to get that done. I thought Roman's crossroads looked amazing. And part of it is that Cody just looks too much the part as a character than performs the part as a wrestler. In my opinion, right? That's how we gotta phrase these things, because the people who are loving it right now, they think differently. So, okay. But I'm telling you, man, like, I just wish I felt it. And for me not feeling it, like, I think that's a bad thing, you know? for everyone that wanted Roman to be over, I don't disagree with you. I mean, I said it going in on every show I had. 70-30, Cody's winning. We got to make it make sense. And I don't think it made enough sense. I still don't think Cody's ready. I just don't. I've had opinions of this before and been wrong, so I don't have a problem being wrong. I just don't think he's ready. And I think we're going to get, you know, like an early Bray Wyatt title run. An early, you know, like a gender title run. Like, it's just going to, at some point, it's going to feel dead. Because he just doesn't have it, man. Yes, he has the crowd. It's odd, man. I talked to a lot of people about this, and those who see what I see don't see why the crowd likes him. And except for the song, right? Except for the song. You know, but that happens with a lot of people. So again, like, country music's wildly popular. People love it. I listen to it, I don't get it. I don't get why you would like that kind of music. You know what I'm saying? So like, I know how this works. I know how something can be very popular and in its fashion very good, and I just don't get why it's good. So that's kind of my initial reactions to, are you going, sorry, I'm driving, the motherfucker going to Dunkin' Donuts, getting in the way. Damn, y'all getting real life Bishop. I guess you would imagine I would drive this way too, being all fucking pissed off. But anyway, you know, with the Cody of it all, like, okay, y'all got a champ. That's okay. It's your champ, so take it. But I'm telling you, like, it needs meat, man. It needs meat. And if he's going to be champ for a long time, we need some fucking vulnerability. We need some legit vulnerability. I've said it before. His shoulders have been on the mat for a pin three times now. Three times. Roman last year at WrestleMania. Drew McIntyre after a bloodline interference. And The Rock at WrestleMania this year. Like, to be pinned three times in 2 years. And I guess part of it, you know, part of it is that same energy syndrome that the IWC doesn't like to abide by. Like, again, I had to sit back and take it during the big dog years when I had to hear, oh, well, Vince is just shoving him down your throat. Vince is just shoving him down your throat. Cody's lost four matches in 2 years. Cody's story and song have been the most prevalent thing on WWE TV. And after 2 years of building this guy, by the way, building him to the same place he was when he fucking debuted. So it really hasn't been a build. It's just been exposure over 2 years. Anyway, after building this guy for 2 years, as the top guy, as billing him, there you go, billing him, booking him as the top guy for 2 years, he wins. He's way more force-fed than Roman ever was as the big dog. Believe that. Motherfucker won 2 World Rumbles in a row. Force-fed. So it's just the same energy part of it. You know what I mean? Like, Roman has main evented WrestleMania 9 times when you include back-to-back WrestleMania nights, right? Saturday and Sunday. And I mean, all of his matches, they're memorable, you know, right or wrong, they're memorable. But I don't know, man. So look, the Cody Crybaby's got one. The Cody kiddos, they got one. And this is it. This is your time. But you know how wrestling works. We saw it, right? Seth Rollins beat Brock Lesnar twice in 1 year for the title. In 1 year. Beat him at WrestleMania for the title, beat him at SummerSlam for the title. In the same year. it's the least memorable thing Seth has ever done from a victory standpoint. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, actually, technically, he's beat Brock Lesnar 3 times for the title. What do you think about it? But anyway, yeah, so this is where Cody has to prove it. He's got to prove it. Now, definitely, you know, if you want a fantasy book Roman here, you know, he takes a lot of time off. The final boss thing is done. I thought it was really cool that they're doing a documentary on how they put all this together. I still don't believe that this was a pivot. This was a turn. Because they're using the term pivot on purpose. This was the story all along. That we were never, ever, ever getting Rock Roman this year. Never. It was never going to happen. The crowd did not flip this in 4 minutes. Not at all. No way. No way. I don't care what The Rock said after WrestleMania Night 1. I don't believe it. I just don't believe it. But anyway, just on the Cody of it all, I'm trying to test out this car riding podcast thing because I have my chance. You know, you have to, oh my God, I don't even know how to phrase this shit because it's so annoying, man. It's so annoying. Looking the parts one thing, proving the parts the other thing. And to a giant section of the population, he's proved the part. But I tell you, man, I'm just bugged out about him. Cody's always been WWE presentation with AEW style wrestling. And again, like, his wrestling, it just doesn't hook me. You know? I don't know, man. I don't know. But you guys got one. You guys got one. But it did nothing for me. I'm telling you, like, it did nothing for me. I didn't even get that fucking, that lump in your throat because something great happened to someone. And I'm a sucker for that shit, man. I'm a sucker for someone getting what they deserve and it making me fucking lose my shit. You know? I cried everything. And this Cody win did absolutely nothing for me. Even when he gave his mom the belt and all, it did nothing for me. And it's just because we've heard this story for the last 2 fucking years. And great, you got it. All right, cool. What's the next book? I just don't get it. I just don't get it. Maybe this is too, you know, as they said, it's the Paul Levesque era now. It's the Triple H era now. Maybe this is to simply, you know, have him be the champion for these younger kids coming up, and we're gonna get more NXT of it all. You know, who knows? Who knows, man? So that's about all I got on Cody. I mean, I've gone for almost an hour talking about how the story feels, doesn't make sense, needs to be a certain way, X, Y, Z, a little bit of fantasy booking, you know how it goes. But that's all I got. That's all I got. I'm completely underwhelmed. And I wish I cared. I wanted to care. You know, that's what I'll take the perspective. I wanted to care. I absolutely wanted to care. When I was in, I don't know, like, second, third, fourth grade, whatever, I had a Dusty Rhodes notebook where he had the polka dots. I had a WWF Dusty Rhodes notebook, spiral notebook, with Dusty on the cover in his polka dots. And Dusty's a great name, right? Like, it's unforgettable. I was a Goldust fan. I was a natural Dustin Rhodes fan. That fucking On a Trailer match, I remember watching that as a kid. That fucking battle on the trailer or whatever the fuck, I remember watching as a kid. It might have been on one of the, you know, VHS tapes I rented with my pop, but I remember watching it as a kid, thinking that was really cool. And I remember watching the debut of Goldust. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm a Rhodes family fan. I liked Stardust. I wanted Cody to do well. But from the match with Jay Lethal to the match with Aleister Black or Malakai Black to the stuff with MJF to him coming back, it's just not top shelf, man. It's not Tom Schoaf. And he's, you know, he's the Chris Jericho of this generation. Of mid-carder getting his run at the title. And let's see, you know. He's going to forever be the guy that beat Roman Reigns. And okay. But, I mean, I'd much rather have another 4 years of Roman for them to figure out, you know, if Bron Breakker's ready yet. You know? So, I anticipate this being the launch pad to the Cody Gunther story. And I anticipate Gunther having this title within a year and a half. You know, of course, the way they've been running titles, Gunther lost his after almost 2 years. Seth lost his after almost a full year. Roman lost his after 4 years. Rhea just re-upped on the year anniversary. So there's an opportunity here for Cody to have it for a year. Gunther win the Rumble. You know, take out Cody at next year's WrestleMania. Maybe they put WrestleMania in London so Gunther can win it over the pond and everybody can have their fucking hometown moments like the entire IWC wants. I really sound like I'm complaining, huh? I'm also driving, so I'm like half distracted, you know what I'm saying? Gotta pay attention to more important things. So maybe I should pull over and talk. Oh, man. Let's see here. So yeah, I don't... This isn't going to be some generational run. Because Cody doesn't have generational skills. That's just bottom line. He doesn't have a generational character. He doesn't have generational abilities. He is the front-facing Cena of this era. And that's okay. When you look at Hogan to Cena, there wasn't a type, right? There wasn't a kiddo type to pull everyone in. So when it went from Hogan to Bret Hart, you know, I mean, and to be dead ass, man, Bret Hart had like a 3-year run with the sunglasses, you know what I'm saying? So like it's not like I'm glossing over him. He had like a 3-year run with the sunglasses. So from 96 to, I don't know, when did Cena pop off as the GOAT, right? Like he debuted in 03, so maybe 96 to 2006, there was a big gap, you know, before Cena really took over as the kids champion. And he's still the kids champion. When we went to WrestleMania night one, there was a little kid, probably no older than 6 or 7, decked out in John Cena stuff. So he's still the kids champion. If this is Cody's time, sure, go for it. You know, he's my age. He's 30, 38, 39. So it's not like he has many years to be able to do it. But if you need that Hogan type, that Cena type, I mean, Cody's been dressing the part and playing the part since. But I tell you what, this smiling shit needs to stop. I can't believe, you know, like that. Fucking, I hate that shit too, man. Like, Cody's disbelief that he's actually doing it is wild to me. He won, and he's in disbelief. When he shows up and he's not forced to talk shit, he's in disbelief that he's this famous. Like, just look at his face. It's so hysterical. It's the face I would have if I was on WWE commentary. It's like, what the fuck am I doing here? Probably wouldn't be able to talk, because I'd be so nervous that I made an accomplishment. I wouldn't even want to do commentary, but that's another story. I'll tell you what, it's really hard to podcast and drive like this, because I am pretty distracted by trying to keep my eyes on the road, which is a good thing. But yeah, man, let's see, where's Cody go from here? You know, like I said, I think we have a Gunther situation. It's the obvious challenger. Cody and Seth had a moment after the match. You know what, let's talk about that. All right, let's talk about that. We're about 20 minutes in, and that's enough Cody of it, right? Let's go to the Roman of it. Roman's story in this match is that Cody can't beat him. Roman almost did everything he could to make sure he beat Cody. And when you look back on his other matches, the Bloodline would step in at times in which it looked like Roman was going to lose, and then Roman would win. In this match, it looked like the Bloodline was stepping in to make sure Roman won, and then Cody would overcome. But the last interference that helped... Oh, I'm sorry. The last interference... The actual interference that helped Cody the most was Seth. Number one, that Shield music hit, and I know I'm not the only one. That Shield music hit, and I thought, for sure. Dean Ambrose was coming. I don't know why, it just felt right. Just felt right to have fucking Dean Ambrose and Seth Rollins come through. But it turns out that when you look for the downfall of Roman Reigns, it is hardwired in him to be so scarred by the Shield that when he had a choice of who to hit with the chair, he hit Seth Rollins. The same way, you are 7 car lengths away from this bus. Why are you braking? Can't stand people, man. Can't stand people. Okay, so for all my listeners out there, regardless of where you live, there's a big difference between taking your foot off the gas and hitting the brake pedal, especially as a driver behind you, right? When you hit the brake, that is my warning sign to hit my brake. But when you're slowly dropping speed, I can slowly drop speed. So just take your foot off the gas if you're 7 car lengths behind a bus. You know what I'm saying? Now, if there's a car in front of you I can't see, that's fine. I'll learn about that when I get closer. But how are you going to tap the brake when you're 7 car lengths behind a bus and I'm only 3 car lengths behind you? Because as soon as you hit the brake, then bang, I'm a car and a half behind you. It's like, what the fuck? Now you're going to hit my brake. Just let your foot off the gas. That slows you down, too. Fucking people, man. Fucking people. They probably drive with 2 feet, like AJ Hawk. Anyway, so Roman Reigns choosing to hit Seth with the chair over hit Cody. It's very, very poetic. I just wasn't ready for it. So I know I'm going to go back and watch the match again. And maybe that part will hit a little bit more. And I've said this before too, right? You have to break down Roman to build up Cody. And if Roman's mental distraction is going to be what undoes him from Cody, I am okay with that. I am okay with that. Which is another thing I said after the match. You know, I tweeted it out. I said at TWT Podcast on Twitter. I said I'm more interested in what Roman has to say about hitting Seth than I am about Cody winning the title. I just am. You know, if there was a definitive, you know, rock turn on Roman because he doesn't treat family the right way and that's why he has no help, or there was, you know what I'm saying, like something to be more emotionally ingrained in Roman to lose this match, then I would feel better. So having just the Seth part of it being the undoing of Roman, I need to hear more from Roman. So my point is, there wasn't enough on TV to separate the two for me. It's kind of like the Gunther match, you know. So I don't know if I want to jump into the whole WrestleMania card right now. But, I mean, I'll say it again, whatever. You guys heard me repeat myself all the time. So, my problem with the Gunther match is, and again, no problem with Gunther losing, but make it make sense, right? Gunther lost by being too distracted by talking shit to the wife than he did lose to Sammy and Sammy's wrestling ability. So he lost to Sammy's Sammy's inability to die, plus Gunther being distracted by his wife, by Sammy's wife. That's why Gunther lost. Not because Sammy is great at wrestling, which he is. Not because Sammy was training with Chad Gable. Or maybe because he was training with Chad Gable, Sammy can't die anymore, right? So, that's kind of my point. It's like, Sammy winning was more the distraction by Gunther, or distractions of Gunther, than actually Sammy's perseverance. Because if Gunther didn't talk shit to Sammy's wife, he wouldn't have been distracted enough to actually lose. He would have kept the pressure on Sammy, you know what I'm saying? So that's why that part of the psychology of it all didn't make sense to me, and why I was underwhelmed. And that's kind of the same thing here, is that even though Cody won, he won in it with the in-ring psychology being adjacent to the actual story. And that's kind of a bummer. That's kind of a bummer. You know, I wanted it to be this amazing, real tear down of Roman. I would have, you know what I would have preferred, to be honest? Remember how Roman beat Brock at SummerSlam after the tractor and all that shit? The Usos put Roman through a table, or put Brock through a table, covered him up, stood on top of him. Brock couldn't get up. I would have preferred that happen. That Cody found people to get his back. Cody found a squad to beat the shit out of Roman, or to take out the bloodline and anyone who would have helped Roman. They beat the shit out of Roman, and Roman faces the music for the last 2.5 years of the bloodline, where he's been exclusively winning with their help. Because remember, the first half of this title run for Roman, it was not about the bloodline keeping him at the top. It was him being so good he got to the top, and no one can touch him, even his family. And once his family got online, he's like, fuck it, work smarter, not harder, right? You're all going to interfere. So if Roman, or if Cody had a squad that could take out the bloodline and then give Roman his comeuppance, that's the kind of thing where, hey, now Cody won by sticking it to Roman. Hey, great job, Cody. But that's just not what it was. That's just not what it was. It was another torn peck match where no matter what, Cody was just going to win. And that's why I'm underwhelmed. That's why I'm underwhelmed. So that's where I'm going to leave you guys now. I'll come back with a full WrestleMania recap. I'm sure March and I will talk on Wrestling on the Rocks at WOTR The Show and do a solid recap over there. I tell you, like I said, look, it's your champ now. It's your time now. Go for it. For me, I'm just not feeling it. And that's okay. That's okay. And like I just broke it down, I definitely think they could have done a better job of sticking it to Roman and having Cody win. And then we can see the true power of both sides. I'm just underwhelmed. I'm underwhelmed. Absolutely underwhelmed. Until then, check me out wherever. I'm not sure what I'm going to do about a full WrestleMania recap. If this episode comes out well, there's a good chance that I'll just keep doing these. Because like I said, I got an hour drive to and an hour drive from. And if this recording comes out well when I listen to it, maybe I'll do the rest of WrestleMania on the drive home. But that's just me peeling back the curtain, as Cody would say. Fucking just don't get it, man. Just don't get it. All right, I got this sun in my eyes. I am going to end this recording. I'm not sure if I could post it from my phone without figuring out more shit. So here's the deal. Subscribe, as y'all do. So when you hit the refresh button, you just get the fucking episodes, and you don't worry about all that other bullshit, alright? Alright, y'all. Take it easy.